This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I say good morning to everyone out there. You know, my voice is a little deeper here in this first program I record because it's early Saturday morning here when I'm recording this. And by the time the Thursday or Friday rolls along, I think I'm speaking a little bit better. Still a little early here, and I've got my baritone radio voice here with you this morning. And I just want to say God bless everyone out there. Hope you're having a wonderful day here today. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We take 15 minutes a day on this program to search the mind of God. And we let the Holy Spirit shine the light of truth on any particular truth each day. That's what we do here. We're in the book of Revelation and have been for quite some time. We're starting my second favorite chapter in this book, and that is chapter 11, looking at the two witnesses, and then probably in about a week or so, we'll be looking at the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet. So I say this is my second favorite chapter. What's my first one? Well, that would be chapter 13. And chapter 13 is what I'm teaching at church here this week. Now, we started looking at the Antichrist last Thursday at Island. This week, we're looking at the false prophet. That's this Thursday night from 6 to 7. You're welcome. You're invited. 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, 6 to 7. We're looking at someone who I believe is going to call himself Elijah. To hear more about that, you need to come out to Island this Thursday night or stay tuned on the radio. You'll hear it here when we get to chapter 13. In the meantime, we are now in chapter 11. We left off with John with this mighty angel descending from heaven. Remember, he had one foot on the water, one foot on the ground, and he had a scroll, and he told John to eat this scroll. And then he said that he must prophesy. Chapter 10, verse 11, he said to me, "You must prophesy again over many peoples, nations, languages, and kings." Now, chapter 11, verse 1. "Then a reed was given to me like a rod, saying, 'Go and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship in it. But leave out the outer court of the temple and do not measure it, because it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will trample the holy city for 42 months. All right, first of all, notice there has to be a temple. Now, you can't say that this was already fulfilled, because we've never seen this yet. We haven't seen two witnesses yet. They prophesy 1,260 days, or it says here 42 months. Same thing. 3.5 years is the key number in this book. You'll see it time and time again. 42 months, which is 3.5 years. 12, 24, 36 is 3 years. Add 6 months to that, 42 months. A time times and the half a time is 3.5 years. 1,260 days on a 30-day calendar, which is what the Hebrew calendar is, was 3.5 years. This is a key number here, 3.5 years. So this hasn't happened yet. We haven't seen this happen yet. We haven't seen two guys standing in Jerusalem. Let's take this literal. There's no reason not to. Two guys are going to be preaching the way of salvation, and also speaking and preaching the word of God and condemning sin and inspiring people to turn from their sin and turn and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Last ditch effort and plea to do this. So again, leave out the outer court of the temple and do not measure it because it's been given to the Gentile. All right. Also, there's got to be a temple built. We're waiting for the temple. This is another thing that has to happen before the Lord Jesus Christ can return. Let's ask the question, could the Lord come back today? Answer, might not want to hear it, but no. No, he couldn't come back yet today, I would say. Why? Why would I say something like that? Maybe you'd say, why would I say something outlandish? Maybe you say, well, you lost me. I've been listening to you for years and you just lost me. Lord can come back whenever he wants. Well, certain things have to happen. I mean, you cannot say years ago that the Lord could have come back at any time because certain things had to happen. Israel had to become a nation again. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 8, it says, who has seen such a thing? Shall a nation be born in a day? The Lord could not have come back, according to his word, prior to May the 15th, 1948, when the nation of Israel is born again. And all of a sudden, after two millennia, the nation of Israel is back. The Lord couldn't have come back before that happened. These things had to happen first. As a matter of fact, he tells us and he gives us a list of things that have to happen first. And you can find that list. I never know where we're going to go here on this program. Hope I haven't lost you saying the Lord cannot. I hate that phrase, the Lord cannot, because God is God and he does as he chooses. He doesn't need my approval. I don't want to say God can't. The only thing that God cannot do is lie and he cannot sin. He is God. He does as he pleases. He doesn't wait for my approval. My understanding of his word, though, shows me that certain things have to happen prior to him coming back. Only natural, right? You say, can the Lord come back today? I say to you, no, he can't come back today. Why? Because certain things in his word have to happen. If he came back today and ended all this, there would be a slew of prophecies that never came to pass. Now that is impossible. Because every word of God will come to pass. It's just like he said, if these people would keep quiet, his disciples, then the stones would cry out. Why? Because they were fulfilling prophecy. Psalm 118, I think it's verse 26. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And they said, keep them quiet. And he said, no, I won't keep them quiet. Because every word of God will be fulfilled. Every prophecy will come to pass. So the Lord can't come back and end all this because these things have to happen first. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him. That's episynagoge, gathering together to him. Notice the word synagogue in there, gathering place. Same word used in Matthew chapter 24, I think it's verse 29 or 30. Gathering together. Now, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we beseech you not to be quickly shaken from your mind, nor be disturbed, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless. All right. This is the Apostle Paul telling you, not Paul Esposito telling you. The day of Christ, not the day of the Lord. If your Bible says the day of the Lord, I recommend you get another Bible, one that has the day of Christ in it, because the day of the Lord is an incorrect translation based on faulty manuscripts that they found in a waste paper basket about 200 years ago, and another one they found in the Vatican Library. Don't follow that if your Bible says day of the Lord. Where am I talking about? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Your Bible ought to say the day of Christ, not the day of the Lord. The day of Christ is a good day. The day of Christ is this day when he's going to come back. The day of Christ. Paul said that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, not the day of the Lord. Woe to you that desire the day of the Lord. Amos 5:18, This is the day of Christ. He who had begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. It's a good day. Now, again, that day, this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. I'm backing up the point that I made that Jesus Christ cannot come back until certain things happen first. This, according to the Apostle Paul, written under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says this. It says, that day, do not deceive yourselves. Let no one deceive you by any means. That's metes humas exapatese katamedenotropon. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless. Now, here's two things. Here's his list. You put a colon right there. That day will not come unless two things have to happen first before the Lord Jesus Christ returns and puts an end to all this evil out here in the world. The day of Christ will not come unless, number one, the falling away comes first. Falling away, what's that? That's the falling away from the faith. 1 Timothy 4:1, the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, many shall fall away. That's apostasantai tinas tes pisteos. In the last days, many shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils or doctrines of demons. This has to happen first. The Lord Jesus will not come back. I won't say can't. I'll say according to his word, to keep and make every prophecy come to pass. I won't say he can't come back. I'll say he won't come back until these things happen first, the falling away from the faith. Let me ask you the question. I would say to you, look around. Look around. Has this country fallen away from the faith yet? Oh, you bet we have, friend. Don't be waiting for this one to happen. Don't be saying the Lord, oh, he just said the Lord can't come back until the falling away comes. Well, I encourage you, open up your eyes or smell the coffee, as they say, and look around. The falling away has already happened. This country, this world has fallen away from the faith of Jesus Christ. Sorry to tell you, but that's already happened. Number two, the man of sin is revealed. That word apocalypsis means unveiling. It's like lifting the cover. You know, if you ever been to an auto show, they got a special car and they got a big tent on it or a blanket or something. And then all of a sudden, at the last minute usually, or it's like unveiling who the murderer was in an Agatha Christie book, the murder mystery, poof, at just the last minute, they unveil who the murderer was. They unveil what the new car is. Here it's the same thing. The day of Christ will not come. That's the rapture, the good day. The day of Jesus Christ will not come unless the falling away comes first. I say to that, I put a big check mark there. Number two, the man of sin is unveiled. Has that happened yet? I don't know. I don't know. Could the Lord Jesus Christ come back today? We've seen both of those possibly fulfilled. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon, right here on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.